Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of May 2019. Apex Court has dismissed a plea seeking to direct the Election Commission to debar Congress President Rahul Gandhi from contesting the Lok Sabha election after he had voluntarily acquired British nationality. Supreme Court has dismissed the petitions of families of those killed along with former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi in 1991. Objecting to the Tamil Nadu government's 2014 decision to release 7 convicts in the case. Supreme Court has rejected sacked BSF Jawan Tej Bahadur Yadav's plea challenging the Election Commission's decision to reject his nomination papers from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat to contest against PM Narendra Modi. Supreme Court has observed that a migrant ST can be given the benefit of reservation in the UT of Dadra and Nagar Haveli. Supreme Court has set aside an arbitral award on the grounds of it being in conflict with most basic notions of justice and thereby conflicting with public policy of India. Supreme Court has reiterated that successive bail applications filed by an accused should be placed before the same judge who had refused bail in the first case, unless that judge is not available. Delhi High Court, while coming to the aid of a man suffering from a rare life-threatening neuromuscular disorder, has allowed the clinic from where he had been receiving stem cell therapy to provide him treatment even as the new drugs and clinical rule 2019 includes stem cell derived products as new drugs, thereby requiring a clinic to obtain license from Central Licensing Authority for clinical trials, usage or treatment of stem cell. In a big relief for Amrapali home buyers, the Supreme Court has said that it may give ownership rights of all the group's projects to authorities in Noida and Greater Noida to complete the construction and hand over the flats to the homeowners. Supreme Court in its order dismissing Harsh Manda's plea seeking recusal of the CJI Rajan Gogoi from hearing the Assam Detention Center cases. The Supreme Court has observed that a litigant should not be permitted and allowed to question a judge on perceived bias during the course of hearing. Supreme Court has sought the center's response to a PIL seeking a RSIT probe into alleged receipt of foreign funds by senior advocate Indraja Singh when she was holding the sensitive post of additional solicitor general during the UPA regime from 2009 to 2014. Supreme Court expressed shock at how the court order was changed in an instance where a direction to 6 suppliers of Amrapali to appear before the SC-appointed forensic auditor Pavan Agarwal was given and that they appeared before some other auditor. Supreme Court has ordered the demolition of 5 apartments in Ernakulam's Maradu municipality for violation of coastal regulation zone rules. Supreme Court has agreed to hear SR Power MP's plea against the government decision to invoke its bank guarantee worth 200 crore rupees, but said would not call upon the centre to return the guarantee while the hearing was on. Delhi High Court has asked about the steps being taken to ensure that such devices are not used expressing dissatisfaction with the traffic police for only challenging the use of pressure horns and not removing them from vehicles. Delhi High Court has set aside 5 orders that prevented the ED from attaching the assets of those suspected of violating the Prevention of Money Laundering Act in response to a plea by the Central Probe Agency. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea seeking court direction to restrain Aam Aadmi Party from making full statehood promise to Delhi in their manifesto for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. Delhi High Court has stayed proceedings against Abbott Healthcare for charging high GST after the company questioned the constitutional validity of the provisions as well as the National Anti-Profiteering Agency's powers to extend the probe to its other products. Himachal Pradesh High Court has directed the state government to take a decision on the licensing of cultivation of medicinal and industrial cannabis. Delhi High Court has secured water supply levels for the capital this summer, directing Haryana to ensure no disruptions or reductions occur in the water volumes and in its ticks to the December 2014 commitment.